Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. I want to encourage you to get your Bible and a notepad and a pen. We're getting ready to study God's holy word. Today, we're going to teach a message entitled, The Doctrine That Jesus Taught. 2 John 1, verse 7, the Bible said, For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come into the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. 2 John 1 and verse 6, the Bible said, And this is love, that we walk after his commandment. This is the commandment that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in them. Glory to God. 2 John chapter 1 verse 10 says, If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partakers of his evil deeds. Jesus taught the doctrine of the Ten Commandments. Let's look at Matthew 5 verse 17 through 19 before we go into the message. Jesus said, Think not that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of the least of these commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Let's go now into the message. God bless. Any religion, any teaching that tell you that these commandments are gone and we don't have no law, we don't have to abide by them. This is a spirit of an antichrist. Hallelujah. The Bible says, He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. When you're born again, these commandments is the truth that's in you. And the Holy Spirit is the grace of God that's in you, giving you the power to carry them out. Grace teach you to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, that you should live soberly and righteously in this present world according to the book of Titus. Glory to God. That's the true grace of God. The true grace of God don't cover you and let you sin and say you all right. The true grace of God is within us in the born again experience, and it is the sufficiency of God that gives us the power to carry out these commandments of God and keep them and cherish them. Glory to God. Now let's look at Jesus teaching these commandments. First of all, I want you to see that when Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights and when he was tempted by the enemy came tempting him. I want to show you that he took the Ten Commandments and he quoted and became strong by quoting the Father's Ten Commandments. Jesus said, It is written. Three different occasions. It is written. It is written. He overcame the devil with the word. And when he was saying it is written, he was using and quoting from the Ten Commandments. Let's look at them. It says in Matthew 4 verse 9. And saith unto him, All these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Look at the devil trying to tempt Jesus, trying to get Jesus to switch God. The first commandment is, Thou shalt have no other gods before me. So here is Satan coming to Jesus, trying to get him to bow down and worship him. Satan know how valuable these commandments are. And so when he attacked Jesus, he attacked him based on the first commandment. Usually when the devil come to you, his primary goal is trying to get you to break one of these commandments. Now, if he can fool you and make you think that the commandments don't even exist no more under the new covenant, then you done already broke them because you don't think they apply. You don't even think they're important. But Satan knew they was important. And the first temptation we see with Jesus Christ, our master, is trying to get him to break the Ten Commandments. So now, if that was his first strategy against Jesus, don't you think that's going to be his first strategy against you? And if he fool you that they no longer apply, he got you already. Amen. So if he got you and you've been tricked, repent and now cast him out like Jesus did. And let's start honoring the Father's commandments. Glory to God. Back to the scripture. Here, the devil trying to tempt Jesus, get him to fall down and worship him. Look at what Jesus said in Matthew 4, verse 10. Then said Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan. One translation said, Get out of my sight, Satan. But this one says, Get thee hence, Satan. For it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So you see Jesus quoting from the Ten Commandments. And on another lesson, we'll come back and we'll go further with this. I have some teaching already online regarding this to prove to you all 3 temptation, Jesus said, it is written, and he was quoting from the Ten Commandments. But right here, you see this one is the first commandment Satan tried to get Jesus to break. Glory to God. And Jesus defeated the devil by saying, it is written, and he was talking about what God wrote on those stones, and the same thing has been written in our heart, thou shalt have no other God before me. Don't worship anyone else but God. Now, let's go look and see if we can find Jesus teaching the Ten Commandments as a doctrine, because the subject of this message is the doctrine that he taught. Now, once we find out what Jesus taught, then we need to look at every preacher and try to figure out if that preacher is preaching this. If your preacher is not preaching this and not teaching this and not explaining this, then guess what? He is not teaching the doctrine of Christ. The Bible says that Jesus was our example. If Jesus is our example, then all of us should be following Jesus. So don't let no one teach and tell you that we're not supposed to teach the Ten Commandments, the oracles of God, which is the milk of the word that take us on into the meat of the word. And so we started out by saying 1 John 4 verse 1, it says, try every spirit. You're supposed to try the spirit that's upon my life as a minister. You're supposed to try the spirit that's upon your leader's life as a minister. You're supposed to try every spirit that's upon every minister that's teaching you God's word, because the Bible said many false prophets are going out into the world, and you're supposed to love a man of God, but make sure that man of God is teaching you the word of God. And if he's not teaching you the word of God, then that's a spirit of an antichrist. And I'm only bringing it to light because I don't want you to be deceived, and I don't want you to lose your soul. So let's see if we can find Jesus teaching the Ten Commandments. Look at Matthew's chapter 5 verse 17. He came on the Sermon on the Mount teaching the disciples, and look at what he said. Think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. Apparently they was thinking that he's come to destroy this. That's the average thinking in the church of the 21st century, is that the law is gone. The law, we don't need no more. No more law. We under grace. Well, many preachers don't even understand grace. And I hate to say it like that because I love preachers, but I'm dealing with the ministers of Satan that's telling lies to the body. Amen. And if you're not a minister of Satan, then I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to only those who are teaching lies. And I need to challenge you to repent from those lies, because God is now giving you an opportunity to teach the truth from the right perspective. And if you love God and love his people, then let's do it right. And I want to tell those believers out there under the sound of my voice, you're supposed to be trying every spirit. You're supposed to be trying us to make sure we're teaching this book line up on line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Amen. It is your responsibility to make sure we're inside this book and teaching it right. And if your pastor is teaching it right, love your pastor, support your pastor, pray for your pastor. But if you got a pastor not teaching right, then you need to seek God and you need to make some decisions, because your eternal soul hang in the balance. Back to the word of God. He said, think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Now, if you keep reading, he going to explain to you what he meant by fulfilling. He is not saying I'm going to fulfill it so you won't have to do it. That is not what he's saying. He's going to fulfill it in that he's going to bring the explanation of how it apply in the New Testament to New Testament Christian. And you're going to see him putting them in motion. And then he's going to turn around and tell you, if you break the least, you're going to be guilty. So he's not coming to fulfill them so you don't have to do them. He's coming to fulfill them so you can understand how to do them. That's what these scriptures are trying to tell us. Now, verse 18 says, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Verse 19 says, whosoever therefore shall break one of the least of these commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Now, right here is a place where I want to encourage my brethren in the ministry. God has graced my life to be able to challenge and to teach and to encourage, by the way of love, ministers. Let me share something with you, brethren. Jesus said, if we break one of the least of these commandments and then teach men to do the same, we're going to be called least in the kingdom, and we will lose our souls. But the Bible said, if we teach them and if we do them, we're going to be called great. I want to say to all my brothers in the ministry, if you want to be called great by God, if you've ever broke one, stop breaking them. Repent. And if you've ever taught people they can break them and you don't need them, or they're gone and they don't apply under the new covenant, you need to repent. You need to get before God, tell him you're sorry. And in some cases, you might need to tell the people you're sorry if you boldly taught against these things. You need to do this because this is not worth going to hell over. Because I'm telling you, you're not going to be called great by God if you're breaking them. And you're not going to be called great by God if you're teaching people to break them and teaching people they no longer exist. So I want to encourage you to get it right, because the Bible says when he come back, he going to take everything out of the kingdom that's offensive. I don't want to lose my soul behind this, and I know you don't want to lose your soul. So I'm talking to the clergy now, and I know you may have some learning, but guess what? If we don't have these 10 oracles of God down packed, we still need milk. We need to understand this, because this is the milk of the word, and until we understand this, we are unskillful in everything else God want to say to us and say to the body. And God told me some time ago to challenge the clergy to repent and get it right. So this is your opportunity to not fight against what the Spirit is saying to the church. So let's get it right. Whosoever therefore shall break one of the least of these commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Now this is Jesus teaching on the 10 oracles of God. He teaching this to the apostles. And now when he rose from the dead and he gave the great commission to the apostles, he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That meant the Jew and the Gentile. Then he turned right back around in the great commission and said, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. He commanded them to teach these things to everyone. So they do apply to the New Testament church. They do apply to every born again person. And Jesus did command them to teach the commandments. It's right here in the scriptures. Hallelujah. And I'm going to show you before we close where all the apostles embraced the commandments. All of them based their letters from the Ten Commandments. And everything else they had to share with the body of Christ, the meat of the word, they had to first of all lay the foundation of the word, which was the Ten Commandments, the ten lively oracles. And from that, they launched forth to go deeper in the things of God. You have to have the Ten Commandments, the ten oracles, the milk of the word to understand everything else God needs to say to you. Hallelujah. So let's continue in the thought of Jesus teaching the commandments. He taught them, and we should teach them. The apostles taught them. And you need an apostle to teach these things, because he told the apostles that they was responsible for teaching all things, not just one message. They taught everything. They taught the whole counsel of God. They didn't stay stuck on one message. They taught everything. That's what the apostles was instructed to do. And they was given the responsibility to teach the doctrine to the church. That's why the Bible said in Acts chapter 2, the church continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. And we need true apostles in this day and time to bring us back to the apostles' doctrine that was laid in the scriptures. Let's get back to our thought in Matthew. Jesus teaching on the Ten Commandments. Matthew chapter 5, verse 20. For I say unto you that except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. He's telling these apostles to teach all the saints, and he's telling all of the saints through the apostles that we have to exceed. Your righteousness have to exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. The scribes and the Pharisees had the Ten Commandments on stone. But now Jesus is going to go to Calvary, die on that cross, purchase this new covenant, take sin out of us, end it forever, and make us a new creature. And now he said, I'm going to write these laws in your heart, and this is the covenant, the laws of God in our heart. And now he said, your righteousness is going to have to exceed. Why? Because you've been born with a new spirit, and you got them within you. The old covenant has waxed away. Administration of death is gone. Now we're under the administration of life, the commandments written within us, the spirit of liberty and the spirit of Christ within us, which is the spirit of grace that give us power now to live them out. Now your righteousness gonna have to exceed. And now if your righteousness don't exceed, Jesus said in Matthew's 5 and 20, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. We are not going to heaven if our righteousness don't exceed. When you get to the judgment seat of Christ, what Christ is going to be looking at is your righteousness that need to exceed. You're going to have to exceed now. You can't get into heaven on Jesus' ticket expecting willing for him to do everything for you. He did for you what you couldn't do for yourself on that cross. Now that he has made you a new creature, he said, now every man that has this hope purifieth himself. 1 John chapter 3, beginning at verse 1 all the way down to verse 5. You are responsible now to keep yourself from idols. Keep yourself in the love of God. To put off and put on. You are responsible to purify yourself, son of God. You are responsible to leave that adultery, leave that fornication. In fact, you shouldn't even have thoughts for that now. You shouldn't even go back to that now. And if for some reason you slipped into some, repent quickly and get it right, because you're going to have to be holy when he comes. Hallelujah. So if your righteousness don't exceed, Jesus himself said, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, these are not my words. These are the master's words. And he's teaching here in Matthew chapter 5 on the basic laws that you're going to have to walk in as a new creature. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at Matthew 5:21. He said, you have heard that it was said of them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Now, Jesus said, we're going to hell if we don't do this right. That's basically what he's saying. And we can't twist these scriptures. He's talking to people that's going to be potentially born again, full of his spirit. And he said, we're going to have to live this book. We're going to have to walk in this book. And he said, if we don't, we're going to end up in hellfire. That's what Jesus taught. That is Jesus' doctrine. And that's why the Bible said, if any man come to you and don't bring this type of doctrine, don't even receive him in your house. Don't bid him Godspeed. And if you do, you partaker of his evil deeds. We need to stop listening to preachers telling us that we're going to go to heaven anyway. Glory to God. No, if you sinning and you die in sin, you're going to lose your soul forever. That's why I'm teaching these things and being straight up with you, because I want you to make heaven your home. Hell is not a joke, and it's a long time, and you don't want to go there. And I'm trying to tell you, God wants you to go to heaven. The Bible said God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So I pray as I teach this lesson that the Holy Ghost is dealing with you to come to repentance and understand that these beatitudes and these laws that Jesus taught and these basic commandments that he established before he died and brought us into this covenant is what we're going to have to live by. We're going to have to walk by these, and if not, we are in trouble at the judgment. That's what the Bible teaches. Let's keep reading. Here you see what Jesus is saying, that you've heard in old time that you should not kill. But he's explaining this law now, thou shalt not kill. He is expounding on this law. He's fulfilling this law. He said, not only should you not kill, you can't even be angry now. You can't hold nothing in your heart. You can't hold unforgiveness. And if you do, you're in danger of hell. That's what the Bible is trying to tell us. So this is how Jesus is fulfilling the commandments. He's fulfilling them by explaining them, how they apply in the New Testament. And that's why Paul said, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Until we get these principles of the doctrine of Christ down packed, which was the Ten Commandments, this is the doctrine he taught. This is what he taught the apostles. This is what he taught the apostles to teach the church. And if we don't get this right, everything else we've learned about God, we are unskillful in it. And we are unskillful in this word of righteousness. He's trying to tell us that you can't kill now. You can't steal now. You can't commit adultery now. And if you do, you're going to end up in hellfire. That's basically what he's telling us. Look at Matthew 5:27. He said, you have heard that it has been said of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. He's saying that I'm trying to show you how these Ten Commandments apply to new creatures. He said the law said, and when he said law, he's not referring to the Mosaic law. He's referring to God's laws. God's laws are the Ten Commandments. They are the Ten Commandments. Amen. And he's trying to show you that he's fulfilling them now. He said, don't think that I come to destroy them. I came to fulfill them. He's showing you now how he's fulfilling them. He's fulfilling them by explaining them to you and how they apply to new creatures. He said, you've heard that the law said, the law of God said, thou shalt not commit adultery. But he's saying, as a new creature, take the lust out your heart and you'll never commit adultery. You can't lust within now. You got to be holy within and holy without. If you holy without but not holy within, you're not holy. And that's what he's trying to teach and tell us. Glory to God. Look at verse 43 of Matthew chapter 5. You have heard that it had been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. He maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth his rain on the just and the unjust. If you're going to be called the children of the Father, you're going to have to live like this. And if you're not living like this, you're in danger of breaking God's commandments, and you're not on the way to heaven, you're on the way to hell. And God don't want you to go to hell, and I don't want you to go to hell. And the reason I don't want you to go to hell, because hell is not the place for a son of God. It is not the place for anyone. So please hear the word of the Lord. Get your life in line with God. And if you feel that these things are too hard, that simply means you probably don't have the Spirit in your life. You're probably not even born again. And if you've ever been born again, repent and get it right. And let's live this book so that we can be called children of the Most High God. Now, after he got through teaching this doctrine, which is the Ten Commandments, and how these laws apply to new creatures in the new covenant, glory to God, notice what he said in Matthew 5:48. It says, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. This is what God called being perfect. You have to perfectly walk inside of these Ten Commandments. These Ten Commandments are the Ten Oracles of God, which is the milk of the Word, which is nothing but a love law. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's what the Ten Commandments is all about. And they are in the New Testament. And when we got born again, we was born of this law. And now you're going to have to be perfect in this law. And that's what it means to be perfect. You're going to have to forgive. You're going to have to love your enemies. And you can do it through the power of grace and through the power of the Holy Ghost now, because this is in you. Now, if you find yourself not able to do this, then you need to go back to the altar, and you need to knock, and you need to seek, and you need to ask. The Bible says, everyone that asks, receive. Everyone that seek, find. Everyone that knocked, it shall be open. And he was talking about receiving his power, receiving his Holy Spirit. When the power of God come in your life, you will carry out these commandments, and you will live them. And if you can't live them, you haven't received his power, which is his Spirit in your life. I want to wrap everything up by showing you that all the apostles embraced these Ten Commandments, and they posed their letters from these Ten Commandments. If you look at Paul's letter in Ephesians 6, he said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And this is the first commandment with promise. Paul was making reference to the Ten Commandments. The commandments say, honor your father and your mother. So every time these apostles was writing, they wrote from the basis of the Ten Commandments. And when they begin to speak and teach the meat of the word, they did it lunching from the basic milk of the word, which was the Ten Commandments. Let me show you these apostles embraced the Ten Commandments as we wrap everything up. Paul, 1 Corinthians 7:19, look at what he said. Circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing but the keeping of the commandments of God. Paul said you need to keep the commandments of God. Circumcision has to do with the Mosaic law. And so the Mosaic law is gone, but the commandments are still here. The Apostle Paul encouraged you and told you to keep the commandments of God. Let's see what Peter had to say. 2 Peter 2:21. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. Peter just called the holy commandment the way of righteousness. Glory to God. So Peter embraced the commandment. Look at what he said in 1 Peter 4:11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. Peter said, as you speak, speak in line with oracles of God. So you see Peter embracing the oracles of God, the Ten Commandments. Then he goes on to say, if any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever. Amen. You can do this through Jesus Christ. So you see Paul embracing the Ten Commandments and encouraging you to keep them. You see Peter embracing them and telling you to speak in line with them. Let's see what James said, Apostle James. James 2:9. But if you have respect of person, you commit sin and are convinced of the law as a transgressor. Now, the law he's talking about is the law of God, the Ten Commandments, not the law of Moses. That law has been ended. It says in verse 10 of James 2, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of it all. If you offend one of the Ten Commandments, you done offend every last one of them. Praise God. That's why we know Paul as Saul never broke the 10th commandment, as many teach. Because if he would have broke the tenth one, he broke them all, and there's no way the scripture could say he's blameless. Okay, let's go on and keep reading. It says, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of it all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now, if you commit no adultery, yet if you kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. Look at verse 12. So speak ye, and so do ye, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. James called the Ten Commandments the law of liberty, because we've been liberated that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Romans chapter 8. So James said, so speak ye, and so do ye. We're supposed to speak in line with the Ten Commandments, and we're supposed to have our doing in line with the Ten Commandments. So James said the same thing Peter said. Peter said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. So you see, these apostles are in agreement. Let me show you where Paul confirmed what James just said, because James said that we're going to be judged by the Ten Commandments. If you read James 2 verse 13, for he shall have judgment without mercy that has shown no mercy, and mercy rejoices against judgment. That's why I encourage all my brothers to repent that preach against the Ten Commandments and preach against the laws of God, telling the saints that we don't have to abide by these laws. The Bible said if you haven't had mercy on these laws, God's not going to have mercy on you. So I pray from the pit of my heart and from the compassion of my heart to please repent from that folly and teaching that kind of things unto the body of Christ. Amen. So look at Paul confirming what James just said. James said, so speak ye and so do ye as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. We're going to be judged by these Ten Commandments. Look at Paul. Romans chapter 2, beginning at verse 11. For there is no respect of persons with God. For as many as have sinned without the law, talking about the laws of God, the Ten Commandments, shall also perish without the law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. We're going to be judged by the law of God, the Ten Commandments, the love law. Look at Romans 2, verse 13. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. When you hear preachers teaching justification by faith, they make you feel and think that just believing in what Christ did for you, you're justified. No, you have to do what Christ did to be justified. Christ freed you from the law of sin and death. He took the sin nature out of you. He took the Adamic nature out of you. When you was without strength, Christ died for you and made you righteous. Now that you are righteous, you have the ability of God, if you walk in the Spirit, to now keep these laws. So Paul said, for not the hearer of the law is just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. So when you hear justification by faith means you keeping God Ten Commandments, because the Ten Commandments is called the faith of God, Romans chapter 3, verse 1 down to verse 3. You are justified when you keep God's laws, not when you break them. Look at what Jude said in Jude 1, 17. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I just gave you several scriptures, and there's many, many more to show you where all these apostles embraced the Ten Commandments, the oracles of God, the milk of the word. You need the milk of the word, the Ten Commandments, so that you can go on to the meat of the word. Glory to God. In my closing, I want to let Jesus put the icing on the cake. In Matthew 5:19, whosoever therefore shall break one of the least of these commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus said again in Revelation 22, he said, I, Jesus, testify to the churches, blessed are they that do the commandments, that they shall have the right to the tree of life. God bless you, saints. I pray that you keep God's commandments because you've been born of them, and this is the covenant. I will put my laws into their heart. God bless you. May the peace of God be with you. If you need more free teaching, I want to send you to www.someonecaresministry. We love you. We thank God for you. And remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.